This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. In Ann Arbor, Michigan, dozens of students interrupted the University of Michigan's undergraduate commencement ceremony, demanding the school divest from companies with ties to Israel and its war in Gaza. Michigan Public's Tracy Samilton reports.
Regents, Regents, you can't hide. You are funding genocide.
Shortly after commencement began, protesters began chanting and marching around the rows of graduates, carrying Palestinian flags and wearing keffiyehs. Police eventually cordoned off the student protesters in the rear of the ceremony. University of Michigan has also been the site of a protest encampment opposed to Israel's war with Hamas, like many schools across the country. But the university has taken no steps to remove it. U of M's Board of Regents says it has no direct investments in Israeli companies, and only a tiny fraction indirectly invested in Israeli or military companies. For NPR, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
Michigan Public's broadcast license is held by the University of Michigan. The Republican National Committee is holding its spring retreat in Florida this weekend. Some of the events will take place at Mar-a-Lago, the resort owned by the presumptive nominee, former President Trump. Other attendees include several people who've been mentioned as possible vice presidential candidates. Trump spent much of last week in a Manhattan courtroom, where he's on trial for falsifying business records to hide damaging information about him before the 2016 presidential election. NPR's Andrea Bernstein has more.
In order for that to be a felony in New York, there has to be an underlying crime. In this case, an alleged conspiracy to illegally influence the outcome of the election. And the first witness in the case, David Pecker, the former National Enquirer publisher, walked us through that, just making an arrangement with Trump and his former attorney, Michael Cohen, to keep an eye out for information brokers like Davidson and buy up their stories and, quote, take them off the market, all to help Trump's campaign, he said.
NPR's Andrea Bernstein reporting. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has been reelected with a significant majority. Villa Marks reports this caps a series of high-profile local electoral defeats for the ruling Conservative Party.
Khan becomes the first London mayor ever to win a third term after many areas of the capital, particularly inner-city neighbourhoods, saw significant vote swings to Khan's Labour Party, with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Conservative Party significantly trailing its Labour opponents. Khan's double-digit victory reflected nationwide Conservative losses in dozens of local council and mayoral races. Khan thanked city residents in a victory speech, saying it was the, quote, honour of my life to serve the city that I love. Khan's faced high-profile criticism from leading conservatives in recent months for the policing of protests linked to the conflict in Gaza and apologised to his family for threats they've consequently faced because of his job. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marks in London.
This is NPR News. Southeast Asia is seeing record-breaking heat this week. As NPR's Julia Simon reports, heat records are being broken across the region from India to the Philippines.
In Laos and Myanmar, some parts of those countries hit more than 118 degrees. Heat indexes in the region, when you factor in humidity, have been even higher. In Vietnam, photos captured hundreds of thousands of dead fish in a reservoir. Schools are closed across the region, and dozens of people have died with more suffering heat stroke and other negative health effects. A big driver of this excessive heat is abnormally warm ocean waters in the Indian Ocean. Scientists say these warm waters are a product of El Niño, a natural weather pattern, and another driver of the high temperatures, human-caused climate change. Julia Simon, NPR News.
A flood watch is in effect in Houston until tomorrow afternoon. Heavy storms slammed the city yesterday, and more rain is expected tonight. Officials are urging evacuations in low-lying areas. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says residents should again today keep an eye on the San Jacinto River.
The river, we could see it coming. We could warn people. And at that point, you know, it's just, I think it's human nature to see it. You know, people don't want to leave their homes if they don't have to. But I'm glad that a lot of people did heed the advice.
Rescue crews rescued hundreds of people yesterday, including some who had climbed onto the roofs of their flooded homes. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.